It's 2:45 a.m. on Wednesday, July 22nd, and this is episode 0-0 of the Odd Dad Out podcast. Episode 1 of the Odd Dad Out podcast.
Tag 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1.
Beginning Odd Dad Out podcast in 5 4 3 2 1.
Episode 100 of the Odd Dad Out podcast, and man, did that intro seem so full of myself, or what? I don't know. I feel like there's only so many times you can just absolutely stroke your own ego, and at this point, this is the one that I get to do that. It is episode 100 of the Odd Dad Out podcast, and of course, I am absolutely throwing the format out the window today. Or am I? We don't know. I know kind of what I'm doing about as much as I do any other week. But with all that said, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. I share some stories, I make fun of some new stuff, and I share the podcasts that I love because I love sharing the podcasts that I love. And of course, you got a 50-50 chance of getting that this week. Oh man, I'm like pumped right now. Aren't you? That intro, man. Like I'm half super excited and half like completely embarrassed that I put together an intro for this episode that is absolutely stroking my own ego into infinity. But it's fun. It just sounds fun. And for those of you who haven't gone back and actually listened to all of the chaos that was the early days of this show, that was comprised of the very first episode, what's technically the third, the first episode, the first studio episode, and basically all the major changes to the intro. And this took a lot of me going back and listening to all of those incredibly cringe-worthy episodes. Oh man, those bad. Those early days were bad. And it's funny, when I listened back to them, like around episode 10 or so, I'd gone back and actually listened back to all of my episodes. And at the time of episode 10, my audio was still kind of crap. I'm gonna admit it. My audio was still kind of crap back at episode 10. I had not learned about noise removal and EQing and compression and all of these things that I've learned in my podcast journey so far. And so up at that point, my audio was crap. And in some of those shows, my microphone, I had a headset microphone back then. It was glitchy as hell because my boys would get a hold of it and they'd yank the cords and it would like crackle and glitch. And it was so bad. Everything was so bad back in the day. Clipping like a bitch. For those of you who aren't audio people, basically it would be so loud that it would distort and I'd get these cracks and hisses and buzzes all over the place. It was awful listening to it now. Back when I was like episode 10 and my audio was still crap, I listened back to all the rest of my shows, including like the first two episodes that were done in the car. And I was like, yeah, this isn't that bad. And now that I'm at episode 100 and I'm using, you know, good microphones and good headphones and a mixer and all of these things, and I understand audio production better. Dear God, that was crap. Oh my God. It's, and I've had a little conversation with some people since I've done this, and I kind of posted it up on Twitter. Like Juliet from the Unwritable Rant came back and was like, yeah, you know, don't listen to like my first 10 episodes. And I told her, like, her episodes were good. She's like, no, listen to the first 10. I wish they would die. And like I said, I wish my early days would die in a fire. And I still toss around getting rid of them. I do. I actually, and it's a funny thought. People do delete early shows, and I never thought of that idea, but there are people who do. And I've kind of considered going back and deleting all of my early, basically before I got into the format I'm in now, basically my first year and a half of this show. And then like cherry picking a few of the early episodes that I liked, the good, you know, okay, the first episode. It wasn't good, but it was the first episode, and I want to hold on to it. I'm sentimental that way. And then a couple others that I really liked and episodes that I enjoyed that I think are some of my best ones in the early days, but wiping the rest because they don't represent the show now. But I don't know. I've thought about a lot of things. But we're reflecting today. We're reflecting this week because it's been 100 episodes, and it's been longer than it should have taken me to be at 100 episodes because, well, in the first year and a half, my consistency was garbage, and I've had things like family vacations and illnesses and things like this that have basically kept me from being incredibly consistent with the show for the better part of 3 years. And if you go back to that right there at the very beginning, and that's part of why I kept it in there, July 22nd, 2015 was the day I started the show. Theoretically, by July 2017, I should have actually been over 100. I should have been right around maybe May or June of 2017. I should have hit 100. But I'm a dumbass, I'm gonna say. And let's just say, when this show started, when the idea of putting a podcast together was kind of thrown out, when I said, hey, I'm considering starting a podcast, and I kind of pitched it to my family and friends. And okay, I'll admit it, I don't have any friends. Oh, I didn't have any friends at the time. And everyone was like, yeah, totally, go for it. And my wife said, okay, fine, I'll let you do this. Can you wait until after the baby is born? Because at the time, she was very pregnant, probably like 7 or 8 months pregnant. She was about to pop with our youngest, Sam. And so she said, please just wait until after the baby is born. Okay. And then I found that little app on my phone, and I decided, you know what, I'm just going to push record tonight while I'm driving home from work. And that became episode zero. And actually, in all honesty, they tell you should record some practice shows before you release. I actually did that. I actually recorded like 4 practice episodes also driving in my car on the way home from work. For several nights before I ever actually did that first show. But that first show, and actually the night after, I was live streaming my drive home, and I joked in those episodes that if you could figure out, because you could hear my turn signals, you could hear the road bumps, all of that stuff. And it's not an easy listen, I will admit too. But it was like, I joked in those episodes that you could navigate my way home. If you knew where I started, you could probably find my house by listening to those episodes. I was like, oh, the speed limit is about this, and then there's these bumps here, and you could figure it out by listening to the, and I joked about that for the first few days. And any time I've done, like during National Podcast Post Month, where I was doing some of those episodes on my drive to work, those kind of things, you could possibly figure it out by listening to the background noise. But, man, you know, I was such a mess, and I had no clue back in those days what I was going to do with the show. I had a vague idea of, I've got a lot of stories. I can tell stories for days. So I'm going to tell stories, and I play guitar, and I cook, and I've got all these kids, and I do the stay at home dad thing during the day, and I've got, again, a million and one stories, and I'm, you know, what they say, a jack of all trades, a master of none. Finally got it right. I stumbled over that thing ridiculously in November for podcast post month. But yeah, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. I can do a million and one things, but none of them expertly. And so I was like, I could talk about any and any subject, whatever. So if you want to talk about ancient Egyptian philosophy, I've probably got a story for that. Because of just the way I grew up and my dad liked history, and we, everything from, you know, ancient aliens to modern aliens. No, but we, you know, everything from the conspiracy stuff and aliens to Elvis and music and our movies, pop culture. You know, we also were very active outdoorsy people. We're like, weren't off going off hiking Camelback Mountain or anything, but we had massive gardens and had to learn like these large scale gardening things and building brick walls and building stone walls and what are natural ways to get rid of gophers in your garden. And like, you know, we had a topiary peacock at one point. We had a topiary chicken at one point. You know, learning to make topiaries, you know, plumbing. You know, we built a tree house out of a tool shed, a two-story tree house with full electricity. Yeah. Shingled roof, lattice windows, barn door, like the split barn style door. Yeah, everything. We built that from the ground up, using materials we basically reclaimed when we ripped a tool shed down out of that house. I've done all these things, and because we did stuff when I was a kid. We did so many things. I've got so many stories. That was the origin of this show. And it was an idea that would work if I could come up with the stories. The thing is that I can't read a script to save my life. And anybody who's ever heard any of these very special bonus episodes where it's usually a big disaster, national thing, you know, a big school shooting, I'm not even so much like school shootings. I honestly, at this point, they all become very politicized. And so I avoid those stories for those reasons. But all that stuff, like, I need a spark. I need something to tell me what to talk about. Give me a jumping off point and I will go. And in the early days, it was, you know, we're going to jump on my train of thought and we're probably jumping off the tracks, you know, and that's where it's going to go. It's like, we're going to start talking about this thing, and where we end up, nobody knows. That was the fun of the show for me in the early days. But the problem with that was I never knew where to start. And it turned into, okay, I need things. So I need things to talk about. So let's look through the news for things to talk about. I mean, at early days, I did an entire episode at one point about paranormal TV shows, and did like episode 5 is entirely dedicated to making fun of paranormal TV shows, which was funny because I enjoy those shows. My wife and I, and that's how I was able to do it, was because my wife and I watched all of them. And so I could sit there and criticize all these shows, and I could make fun of all these shows because I actually watch them. I'm not making fun of them blindly. We watch the shows, we made fun of them because sometimes they're a little hokey. And so it was always, and we, you know, we do that sort of stuff ourselves. I did an entire show devoted to coffee, which is absolutely one that I would save. I think it was episode 17. It was a Wine of the Bean. If you ever want to go back and listen to that, the entire show was devoted to coffee and the history and facts and all this stuff, because this is when I was struggling to find content. And these are the days where my wife honestly thought, in the very beginning, my wife thought this was going to be a thing where it's like, I'd try it out, I'd do it for a couple of months, I'd get it out of my system, the end. Here we are, nearly 3 years later, and at 100 episodes, it's not out of my system. I'm trying to amp things up even more. I want to do more with the show. I'm going to expand. But, you know, when I started getting into, hey, you know, maybe I'll start talking about some, like, I started getting into more podcasts and listening to more podcasts and wanting to do more. And in that, I was like, oh, I'll talk about this podcast I've been listening to, or I'll talk about, it was like this weird thing I saw on the news today. That was really weird. I'll talk about that, which then turned into bullshit from the news, which then turned into, I'm going to just crown a jackass of the week every week. Somebody's, you know, there's one top idiot this week. And everything kind of developed from there, and it grew into, hey, I've kind of got a format here. I've kind of got a thing. And that all happened probably late summer of 2016, after I've already been in it for a year. I finally got a format, and I finally got to a point where I could say, this is the show. This is what my show is. Because in the early days, when somebody would ask, what is your podcast about? And I would say it's kind of a comedy thing. And I just kind of start with a subject and free flow of thought and let it go and see where it goes. That's a hard sell. That is a hard sell to get anybody to listen to your show. Nowadays, I can basically run through the intro of the show. I tell stories and rant and rave about things going on in my life. I tell stories and rant from my life. I make fun of weird news, and I share podcasts that I think you need to listen to. There's my elevator pitch. And it took me almost 3 years. It took me at least 2.5 years to figure out a way to put my show into words. And it took me a really bad promo that Mike Jolitz would not run in his show. He just started running my intro. And that's when I realized, duh, that's the promo. My intro. What do I do in this show? That's it. And I'm 100 times more confident on the mic now than I ever was in that first year. I was sitting there, and again, you listen to those old shows, if you're brave, you listen to those early, early episodes, everything like pre-20 almost, everything before episode 20 is ugly, but everything from like below episode 10, you can hear the nerves. You can completely hear the nerves. My wife even said in the very first episode, first she said, if it wasn't me, she would not have listened. Because she said basically like the first, it was about 20 minutes or so, 20 to 30 minutes. And she basically said, I didn't open up and get in my groove until after about 10 minutes in. So about halfway through that episode before I relaxed enough to really start telling a story and be comfortable, and it was enjoyable. And she said that was where it was. Like the first half of the show was crap, as I was all nerves and you could hear it. But once I started telling, and I was telling a story about the inspiration for the show, basically, like Kevin Smith one time said in an interview, you want to make a thing, start a podcast. Anybody can do it. All you need is a microphone and a laptop, and anybody can do it because everybody's got a story. And I'm completely paraphrasing this, but it's basically like the idea of it. But I was basically telling that story and my background and things like this. And she's like, that's where it opened up. That's where the show became enjoyable, was telling the stories. And I was like, okay, I was still nerves every time getting on mic every time. It's like, sitting there dry mouth, choked up every time for weeks and weeks, and really it was months and months and months, because I wasn't getting on mic every week. I wasn't doing a show every week the way I needed to. I wanted to, but I didn't know what I was going to talk about. And I was like, well, there's no show this week because I have no clue what I'm going to talk about. That's how that went for months and months and months. For the first year, I was highly inconsistent. I think I only had like 20 some odd episodes in the first year. Never mind that I had like a 2-month break after like episode 4 or 5. Because of the birth of our son. I was like, nope. Sorry, kid comes first. Can't really sit on the mic. I've got to be changing diapers and taking care of my wife and all. Yeah. So, yeah. But that was, you know, it's been such a crazy journey. Coming from that, coming from recording in the car, you know, just rambling. Not that I don't ramble now. Not that I haven't been doing that for the last 20 minutes, but just starting in those days where I was just rambling, I had no clue where I was going, what I was talking about, what was going to happen, to now where I'm sitting basically in a studio space. You know, I've got my nice Samson Q2U microphone in my Behringer mixer, and there are some people that are going to nag and criticize me to hell because I use a Behringer mixer. But I got my little Behringer mixer, and I got my little my desk boom arm for my mic, and I've got a little pad under my coffee mug so that it doesn't rattle the desk, and all of these little things. And I've built my little studio space, even though it's not soundproofed for shit because it's my bedroom. I don't care. But I've got my computer this is my computer for my podcasting stuff. And I've got all of my stuff. And I've got my studio built. And I enjoy it. And I get, you know, I slog through the prep because, come on, prep sucks. But I go through the news and I look up these stories and I find the things to talk about because I love getting on the mic. I love putting this show together. I love podcasts. I love podcasting. I love telling you my weird, stupid stories. I love coming on here every week and making fun of stupid people in the news and just dumping my brain out into the internet because this show has always just been me. It's just an expression of all of the things in my head. You know, I see a stupid news story, ramble rant about stupid news story. Oh my God, that guy's a fucking idiot. That's what I do. I do that normally. Here, I do it on a microphone and you get to listen because you're awesome. You know, and I've always been the person who, when I like a thing and I'm into a thing, I tell everybody about that thing. And that's where the podcast, the recommended listening segment came from, was I'm listening to this. I want to share that with other people. Like, you should check out this show. And it kind of spurred from, you know, promoting my friends. It started with, you know, sharing mom and dad cuss a little, which is not dead, I come to find out. Talking with my wife, it is not completely dead, but it is on an indefinite hold. And what's happening with the new man since pod faded, pre-recorded live. It started with sharing my friends' shows. And then it turned into, well, I'm also listening to this, and I'm also listening to this, and you should check this out. And it just grew. And these are the things I'm most natural doing. Making fun of stupid people and telling you should check out this thing. That's what I do. And then rambling on about the shit in my head, because my head. But it's been a long, slow path, and it's been it's the reason why the tagline of the show has always been normal is not my specialty, because I'm pretty sure I've done everything wrong that could ever be done in a podcast short of, you know, cussing out my listeners, because A, I don't have that many. B, those that I do have, I appreciate for every second they put up with my ass, because sometimes even my wife and kids don't want to do that, and you are doing this voluntarily. Sometimes I don't want to be around me, and you guys are voluntarily clicking a button or pushing a thing or downloading a whatever to put my idiocy in your ear holes for some reason. And I love you for it. You are awesome. Everybody out there who listens to podcasts, especially indie podcasts, is awesome, but you're extra awesome because you listen to me, because I have a stake in it. But here's the thing. I've got stuff prepared for this show, and I've been going on for so long, and I've got to get to the stuff prepared for the show. So I'm going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some of that stuff from this show, and I will be right back.
Hey, Adam, this is Paul from the Varmints Podcast. Just wanted to congratulate you on 100 episodes of Odd Dad Out. That is such a cool milestone. I am so happy for you and so proud to know you. It's been really an honor to get to know you through the podcast, where you make me laugh because you grumble and gripe about stuff in such a funny, honest way. And in our private conversations, it's just been, it's been terrific to get to know you. And I'm very, very happy for you. I have here in my right hand a blackberry cucumber LaCroix. I am opening it in your honor. And I raise this LaCroix in your general direction. And I salute you, sir, and I wish you 100 more episodes. Take care.
Hey, Adam. It's Mike here, over at the Mike Jolitz Show. You know, remember? Remember me? Yeah. Anyway, happy 100th show, dude. It's awesome. It's a huge milestone. Excited for you. Can't wait to hear the next 100. Yeah, I love how you mix in the news and your what's going on in your life. It's always a fun show, dude. You do a really cool show, Adam. Keep up the good work. I'll keep listening. And don't forget, everybody. Surprise MFers. Oh, yeah. One more thing. Peace.
Thank you so much, Mike and Paul. They are awesome. Paul from the Varmints Podcast and Mike from the Mike Jolitz Show. My surprise MFer brother. So, you might have heard some people sent some stuff. Cause I pandered and I begged. Cause me. So I've got some more clips, but I've also got some questions. And this has been a fun bit for me, like kind of tinkering around with. Some of you are awesome and you sent them in audio format. Some emailed me. That's cool. You totally emailed me. So let's jump into my first email. Let's see. From Chris from More Gooder Than. If you were going to have another kid, what would your dream names be for a boy and a girl? And I wanted to get my wife to be able to answer this for you, but they would be no and hell no. We've got four boys. We've had lots of difficulty. Every pregnancy has taken a bigger toll on my wife's health, and we're relatively sure that the next one would actually kill her. Not an exaggeration. We actually had that fear with Sam. So, yeah, no and hell no are the options. That being said, we've had a hard time naming them as it was. We had one boy's name picked out, and that ended up being Charlie. He's named after his grandfather. And we had a girl's name picked out. It was Cheyenne Kelly. We eventually used Cheyenne for our dog. And because we didn't have a daughter, that puppy was... that little girl was my wife's... that was her daughter. That was her baby. She was a princess. She was a spoiled princess till the day she died. That being said, we do have one other name, and it's the only other name we've really had, is Abigail. And if we had a daughter, because we kind of gave away the other name to the dog, we did decide that we would name our daughter Abigail. But as far as boys' names have been a fight. boys' names have been a fight up until the point of... Bug was named at the last minute. They literally, when he was getting cleaned up and in the room and she's off in recovery and they haven't brought her in yet, I decided he's Alexander. That's it. And he was Alex for all of like 10 minutes and like, nope, this doesn't stick. So he's not Alex, he's Bug. But that all kind of came to be. But yeah, that was he needs a name. Split decision. Okay, fine. Alexander. And it was a name we tossed around. He was Jackson Alexander for a long time. And then it just kind of grew off. We liked it, had a good name, but it just kind of faded. So there's that. Sam was literally named because of Supernatural. He was almost Samuel Dean, really. But my wife promised that she would name one of our kids after her best friend, and so his middle name is for that. But yeah, we're bad with names. We really are. But yeah, boys' names, no clue. Girls' names, we've got Abigail. Not that we have any intentions of ever having any more kids, because one, we've got four boys, and two, it's just too risky. That's kind of it. And much like Chris recently talked about getting snipped, I've actually tossed that idea around. And hearing his story of it makes me reconsider. But yeah, no, I don't know. I've heard horror stories, and I've heard, you know, there's positives to it, but I'm pretty sure we're not having any more kids. Yeah. So at this point, you know, outside of Abigail, it's no and hell no. All right. Next email. Let's see. From Chris and Cody from BSP, the Idiotsyncrasy Files. Two questions. One, what to you has been your biggest success in your time podcasting? I don't know. Honestly, I would probably say at this point, the biggest success to me has been, and everybody gauges success differently. To me, it's just been the friendships. To me, it's been that, you know, you can talk download numbers and you can talk all these things every day. And in podcasting, so many people are so focused on the numbers, but I don't have the numbers. And I, you know, would I like to have the numbers? Yeah, everybody does. But I really, it's the people that actually interact with me. It's, you know, Chris and Cody from, it's the guys from BSP. It's Chris from More Gooder Than. It's, you know, the friendships that I've made. Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts. Emily from The Story Behind. Just about everybody who sent me something in for this. Plus those that didn't because, you know, they aren't those kind of people. Whatever. Didn't, you know, forgot about it. Whatever. Lots of, I mean, I have a lot of podcaster friends. Some would send stuff in. Some won't. I'm not getting broken up because I didn't get an email from the new man. The dude is in Australia. We don't talk as frequently as we did when he had his show because we had this running gag of we constantly were covering the same subjects on our show from, you know, entire world apart. But yeah, you know, I've made so many great friends. That's my success, is that in my years doing this now, I have established myself as, you know, I'm not famous, but in my circles, in the people that know me, I'm suddenly known. I'm a name to somebody because of, you know, hashtag nice guy Adam, because I'm that guy that goes out and I share and I promote and I do what I can to promote everybody else because I'm crap at promoting myself. So I go out and promote everybody else. And I've made friends through that. And I may not have this huge following and I may not have hundreds of thousands and millions of downloads. But to me, that when people say Odd Dad Out, when podcasters say Odd Dad Out and they say Adam Higgins, they know who I am. Because of what I do for everybody else. And yeah, it'd be great if I got recognition outside of the podcast industry directly. But it's like asking a person outside of podcasting, who is Dave Jackson? It's like asking somebody, you know, outside of podcasting, nobody knows who Daniel J. Lewis is. They don't need to. They don't need to know who Rob Greenlee is. Or Rob Walsh or Elsie Escobar. Outside of podcasting, they're not famous necessarily. In the podcasting world, they're legends. All of them. And, you know, I'm not up there with Hercules. I'm not up there with all the Robs and Dave and Daniel and Elsie and Jessica, and I always mention Elsie. I don't want to shortchange Jessica. Jessica's awesome. And for me, I put Emily Prokop up there. I put, you know, I put Mike Jolitz up there. I knew that name. To me, Mike Jolitz was a name. And now he's a friend. He's a neighbor, which is even crazier to me. You know, that's my success. That these people that I respect so much, you know, that I can get a message from, you know, David, the producer, saying, hey, can you listen to this for me? And just give me some honest feedback. I'm sitting there giggling like a schoolgirl because, oh my God, David, the producer, reached out to me. You know, and I mean, I have so much respect for these people, and that they even know me by any shred of a name. That's my success. Again, I you know, it'd be great if the general public, if I couldn't walk around in public because people would identify me. That, you know, great. That's somebody's level of success. You know, success and celebrity, very different things. But that to me, I'm successful in that. That at least in this industry, in the Podern family, in the circles of podcasters that I associate with, I am somebody and I'm respected for that. Even if there are some people who, you know, there are plenty of people who don't get my show, who don't like my show. Fine. And I'm not the show for everybody. You know, I'm not a regular listen. Maybe. But, you know, I'm respected for what I do by the people that I care, if they, you know, care. You know, some schmuck on the street doesn't know my show, or they just don't get it. It's like, fine, I don't care if you're not into it. But the people that I respect me. And that's the success to me. Wow, that was a long answer. Ah, thanks a lot, guys. You just pulled a fucking string, and I've still got another question. Simpler answer, simpler question. Question number two, what podcast has influenced you the most to do what you do? And I've said it before, much less directly, but more just inspiration to do it. Kevin Smith in a very blanket way, Kevin Smith inspired me because, like I said before, like anybody can do this. Everybody can make a podcast. It's very simple. Now, can everybody make a good podcast? No, but everybody can do it. There is a podcast called Everyone Has a Podcast. anybody can do this. All you need is a microphone and an idea and an ability to articulate that idea. I couldn't articulate my ideas on this show for almost a year, but I got here. Some would say I'm still getting there, but I, that's what I do. You know, I have an idea and I try and articulate it, but I got behind a microphone and I talk. And that's what I do. And that is because Kevin Smith said it's that easy. And I listened to Kevin Smith because Dogma is a fucking funny movie. That's the gist of it. I fucking love Dogma. That was my first Kevin Smith experience. I knew the character. I knew Jay and Silent Bob, but I hadn't actually seen any of his movies. But my other big inspiration, and those who actually listen to the School of Podcasting will recognize some of the cues and the style things that I've kind of adopted from the show. But Dave Jackson and the School of Podcasting, at least in format and to that degree, in like the cold open described like, hey, here's what's coming up on the show and cue music and da 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 da, and then intro describing the show and, hey, I'm Adam Higgins, and this is what the show is about. Thank you for listening, blah, 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 and into show. And a lot of the formatting and the structure of it, and keeping it structured in that regard. And sometimes you throw the format out the window. but those are probably my two biggest influences in the show, which seem way out of left field. It's Kevin Smith and Dave Jackson. And I find it funny because I don't know directly, but you get the impression that Dave Jackson does not like a lot of these celebrity podcasters. And maybe it's because he's an indie guy. And in fact, he's been at it longer than a lot of them, most of them. But you know, it doesn't seem like he has a lot of respect for like the Kevin Smiths and the Chris Hardwicks out there that are celebrities that have built empires in podcasting. But again, I don't know. I don't actually know Dave. I would love to meet him someday, but I don't actually know him. So I shouldn't speak for him. But that is it for the email portion. I do actually have a few clips to play because other people are awesome and they sent me some stuff in audio form. And I just had to include this. So let's take a little quick listen to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, Adam from Odd Dad Out. This is Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Happy 100th birthday.
He is like, oh, no. No, 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 no. He didn't turn 100, Samantha.
Just kidding. Happy 100th episode.
Way to go, Adam.
That is fantastic.
That's a huge milestone.
He hit record 100 times, and people came back for more.
And he's so well-liked.
Exactly. And he likes us.
And he has such a great podcast. He does like us.
He has great taste in friends.
There you go, right? He's a dear friend to the podcast.
Yes.
He's like a retweeter. He's like a liker. He highlighted us on his show.
I know. He's fantastic.
He's a good guy.
He's amazing.
Good guy.
But what did you see on his Facebook, Lisa?
On his Facebook, not too long, Samantha, and it got me all excited and giddy.
Which made me, like, it struck fear in my heart.
So on his Facebook a couple weeks ago, he had posted that him and his family went to like a food truck venue. Mm-hmm. And I got super stoked because, you know, that's so near and dear to our heart.
No, just yours.
No, and yours.
Nope, yours.
Kind of yours.
Nope.
A little bit yours.
Nope.
Near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
The food trucks are. So Adam, we have a question / kind of challenge for you.
Uh-huh.
Samantha.
Well, we ate at 4 different food trucks within 2 hours.
So crazy.
And you have to eat, you have to eat one thing.
And
it can't be an ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone doesn't count.
Doesn't count. We ate first at the first food truck, a hot dog.
Yeah.
The second one was
a burrito.
The third one was a meatball sub. And the fourth one was a grilled cheese sandwich.
All within 2.5 hours.
Yes. So those are the things you need to look for.
A main item.
And you have to eat them consecutively.
Can you beat that?
Can you beat four?
Because I tell you, it was a lot of work. We put a lot of work into that.
Don't get me wrong. My tummy hurt after. And I don't think I'd do a repeat.
I don't think we need to. We already proofed ourselves once. But we certainly will be food trekking ourselves.
Yes, we will.
So Adam, give it a go. Let us know how it goes.
Good luck on the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations on your 100th episode.
Totally congrats.
All the best, Adam.
Bye.
Oh, I love those girls. They're so fun. And if you're not listening to everybody that sent me a thing, you need to be listening to them. But yeah, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. They are so hilarious. So in response to the challenge, well timed, to say the least, this Sunday, fucking calendars. Today is the 4th, and Sunday will be the 8th. Yes, I had it right. Okay, my brain was working for a second. This Sunday, the 8th, is actually the second Sunday Food Truck Festival out here. And, of course, we will be going back because we loved it so much last month. We're going back this month. Now, let's all recall, I do have 4 kids and my wife, so there's 6 of us. That gets pricey in a food truck festival, but there's a whole bunch of new trucks that we want to try this time around. There's donut trucks and pizza trucks and tots and tots of burgers. Actually, the name of one of the trucks. So I am going to attempt this 4 truck challenge. Now I can guarantee you we will hit 4 trucks. Whether or not I will actually get any food out of any of them is yet to be seen because again, kids and wife and things like that. But I will report back next week with my success or failure at the food truck challenge this weekend, and maybe one more. There's one more food truck thing coming up in the next couple of weeks that Rihanna really wants to go to, so that may happen too. And it's supposed to be even bigger than this one, so let's see how that goes. But I will accept your challenge, your 4 food truck challenge, and I will report back on that next week, if I remember. Moving right along, I've got another amazing friend of mine, one of the sweetest people out there, and if you ask Epic Film Guy Nick, she's one of the greatest podcasters in the world. It's Emily Prokop from The Story Behind.
Hey, Adam, it's Emily from The Story Behind, and I have 3 questions for you. First of all, congratulations on your 100th episode. That is so awesome, and I look forward to hearing it. So, here are the questions. Number 1, when's the last time you got to tell someone, "I told you so"? Number 2, what superpower would you want for a day, and what would you do? And number 3, if you could pick any company to sponsor your show, which one would it be? Again, congratulations on your 100th episode, and I hope to hear at least 100 more. Bye!
So that's the thing about when I ask for questions from my friends, and you can tell that the closer that we are in this, the more interesting the questions get. So, let's see. First one, the last time I told, I honestly don't remember the last time I got to say, give anybody an "I told you so," but I'm pretty sure it probably was my wife, because we're kind of mean to each other that way. I always say I can remember stories. I can remember every stupid little detail about a lot of stories, but like, when it comes to day-to-day stupid little things and stuff, like, sometimes I've got a mind like a steel trap and sometimes a mind like a sieve. And little things like that I miss, but then I'll remember what color shirt I was wearing 3 weeks ago. I don't know. In all likelihood, it was probably either a case of a thing at work, like a, yeah, we're not going to be able to do this, or this is going to be a problem, or, you know, something like that. Something minor, something petty. I don't have a lot of "I told you so's," because I don't deal with a lot of people. As for a superpower, I'm so indecisive, because like, it's like, oh yeah, I'd love to fly, but I'm afraid of heights. Super strength would be a great thing. You know, superpower, because I'm so analytical, my brain sees the negative in every superpower, so it's hard for me to pick one. But I'm going to go with the, under the idea of, okay, if I can fly, I'm not afraid of heights. And I'm not gonna cheat and stack them. It's like, because if I had flight, I would want to have super strength, because flight and super strength gives you the ability to do like Superman and carry people and things. But if you can just fly, but you're like normal strength, then okay, it's just travel. I appreciate the travel aspect of it. And I guess it's, being able to travel great distances at, you know, flying. I guess I could, as long as I don't retain my current fear of heights and my motion sickness, I'm okay with the flying part, so I'll go with that. And it's because I'm fucking analytical and boring. I'd probably just use it to, like, travel. And if I gotta go with, like, you know, I've heard these discussions. They're like, oh, well, if you're flying, do you have, like, how fast are you flying? It's like, can you fly like Superman flies? Because it's like, is it flying combined with super speed, and that's why you can go so far? I don't know. I don't want to cheat and stack powers. But I'm just going to assume you can fly at the speed of a plane that can fly. Just go with that. So that if I could fly, like, I would probably go back and I'd probably go visit my family more. Maybe that. And if I'm allowed to have at least enhanced strength to be able to, you know, to carry, have a passenger. I don't know. I'm too boring. I don't know. I'm crap when it comes to this superpower stuff. You know, because what would I do? I'm crap. I'm awful with these things. And let's see, number 3, what company would I want to sponsor me? That's it. I want to be sponsored by ePodcast Productions. That's not a shameless suck up plug, is it? No. No, I love Emily. And you know, yeah, if you, nobody who listens to me needs her services, unfortunately, for her. But if you wanted to, you should check her out. But, I couldn't even say Ronco there. Get me free knives for life. Lodge, maybe. Yeah, Lodge cooking apparel or Ronco. Just get me hooked up with fucking knives and food dehydrators or something. I don't know. I'm terrible at these things. I need like a week to think out these things and break down every possibility. Yeah. And that's just first thing that came to mind. No, I'll totally lie. I need like some, let's cheat. Let's say I get directly sponsored by Libsyn or Blueberry, any hosting service. Let's see. Directly sponsored. So they're covering the bills for me. But let's be real. If I were under any normal sort of sponsorship agreement, I would not make shit. Again, I don't have the numbers to back up sponsoring, getting a sponsor. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to have to pay you to be my sponsor. But it's okay. But again, it's like my brain goes from get lots of stuff for myself and have lots of gadgets, or, you know, sponsored by Best Buy and get all these electronics and TVs and shit, you know. I don't know. My inner guy wants stuff, but my analytical personality says, hey, let's cover some expenses. So I don't know. But I can't pick a sponsor. Maybe that's why I don't go after sponsors. But yeah, I'm torn between like gadgets and stuff, like Best Buy, just cause you can get lots of gadgets and stuff at Best Buy. It's like, I'm going to get a new 40-inch plasma. No, no need for that. Sponsored by Microsoft there. Microsoft has lots of money. I use a Windows computer. Sure. Sponsored. Yeah, that's it. Microsoft. Sponsored by Microsoft. Because why not? Sure. I'm terrible at this. I am awful at this. Oh, I suck at answering these kinds of questions about myself. That's what's horrible. Huh. But let's see. I have one more question from Derek from the Sometimes Geek podcast. And this one, I actually had to do some research to answer.
Hey, Adam, this is Derek from the Sometimes Geek podcast. Just want to give you a huge congrats on hitting episode 100. Sticking with a podcast this long can be really hard to do. I know I'm getting up there myself, and it's just amazing that you've made it this far. My question to you is, as far as your Jackass of the Week, from all 100 episodes you've done, who would you consider the biggest jackass? Also, hashtag nice guy Adam.
Thank you so much, Derek. Also, man, you suck. You made me actually have to do some research for this. So I went through, and unfortunately for me, I haven't been doing the Jackass of the Week 400 episodes. I've only been doing it for about the last year and a half or so. So it was only about 60 or 70 episodes I had to go through. But also, fortunately for me, all of them were relatively recent. They basically just got worse and worse and worse as time has gone on. But with all that being said, I'm going to give you my, what I feel at least right now, are my top three jackasses. So let's jump into a very short bullshit from the news. So, coming from episode 81, and this one actually in episode 81, in the cold open, I mentioned the story. And it ended up not actually making it into the show because my brain is fried that way. But in episode 81, the intended Jackass of the Week, court rules zoo can't let kids swim with Crocs anymore. And it was a German zoo that had an attraction where you could go in and feed and swim with the crocodiles in their enclosure. And then they came out and made a law saying, oh no, you can't do that. Why the fuck was that a thing in the first place? So they went out and they banned swimming with the crocodiles in the zoo. And really, the hell? That's just idiocy. But yeah, back in episode 81, that was the intended Jackass of the Week, and I just blanked out doing the segment. I went through the rest of the news, I did everything else, but I blanked doing the Jackass of the Week that week, but I had mentioned that story in the cold open. Moving up again, they're all really recent. My runner-up Jackass actually came from episode 98, just a couple weeks ago. It was Jordan Clarkson from the Cavaliers, and the whole shit with believing that dinosaurs used to be pets for enormous humans. And again, it's apparently Cleveland just produces a whole different kind of stupid. I mean, this is the same basketball team that produced the flat earther problem that we're everybody with two brain cells is still having to, we've burnt out an entire brain cell trying to logically explain the universe to flat earthers. And you just give up. It's just, nope, you're never going to win. You're never going to win the argument. They don't understand thinking. Anyway, but yeah, going up with thinking that, again, probably a flat earther anyway, but believing that, you know, humans and dinosaurs all, A, lived at the same time, and B, that dinosaurs were really big. So at the time, humans had to be so much bigger so that the dinosaurs were like dogs to humans. This was his line of thinking. Really. Wow. But the mother of all jackasses came up in episode 91. And it was the story about the parents who were giving their kids bleach to cure them of autism. Okay, anybody playing the home game, bleach is toxic to everything. And I'm pretty sure I said it that same way during the show. Ingesting bleach in any way, shape, or form, bleach kills cells, period. The end. That's what it does. Their logic basically comes down to it'll fix the autism. No, that's not how bleach works. That's not how anything works. You're not curing autism. You're especially not curing autism with bleach. And so there's a number of parents who were arrested for child endangerment, things like this, and there's been all these investigations going into it. But yeah, that these parents are that stupid that they would do something like that to their own children. And I understand desperation, but that's just awful. That was just terrible. And the idea that you are basically potentially killing you're killing your kids by trying to cure them of their autism is just disgusting. So that is the master mother of all jackasses right there. But, oh man, I'm already, it's a long show. What, I had a 4 minute intro, give me a break, and I'm vamping, but it's what I do. But I've got one more clip left from my absolute best podcast friend out there, Heather Welch from Sunshine and Power Cuts.
Hey, Adam, it's Heather from Sunshine and Power Guts, and I just want to wish you a happy 100 episodes of the Odd Dad Out podcast. Congratulations. Normal might not be your specialty because you're extraordinary. Thank you so much for sharing with us the news and your rants and not sugarcoating anything. I've enjoyed watching your journey since we met. I'm so glad that we're friends. And here's to the next 100 episodes of Odd Dad Out.
So Heather is probably the sweetest person in the whole world. And if you've been paying any attention for the last month or so, I was part of the Sunshine Summit with her, and it was such an amazing thing, and everything she's done. And Heather has been such an inspiration to me and been such an amazing friend to me ever since I discovered her show way back when she was the weekly curator for the podcast Share, which is put together by Emily from The Story Behind. And kind of have to credit Emily in that regard for introducing us, because Heather was the curator 1 week, and I make it a point to, you know, really follow that account and support those people that are curating the account. And I started listening to Heather, and I reached out to her, and it just kind of sparked this friendship that has been such a positive in my life. And she has been such a great positive influence on my life since then that I don't know what I would do without her at this point. She is, you know, if I don't get to at least chat with her a little bit, you know, in a week, I feel that little bit fading. I know it kind of sounds codependent, but it's more of I just enjoy having her in my life. She is just that ray of sunshine when I need to pick me up. And I always try to be that for her. You know, when I feel like maybe something is wrong, maybe she may be a little down, or I just haven't heard from her in a bit, I will just send her a message. You know, you're awesome. Just want to remind you, you're awesome. Because she's just such a sweet person, and she's been so supportive, and she's been so supportive of me and everything I'm doing, and the fact that she is such a sweet and kind person and puts up with my ranting and raving and my crap on here is amazing to me. And, you know, she is the reason that I'm looking at doing guests and things like this in the future, and all these sort of things that I want to expand and try to do more of in this show. She inspired that and making me reach out, you know, being part of the Sunshine Summit, making me get out of my comfort zone and get in a YouTube live video, getting in this morning and doing a Facebook live video a ridiculously long Facebook live video for the giveaway for this episode. And it's such a huge thing. Me coming out of my comfort zone behind a mic and trying to get in front of a camera, or trying to do all these things. And it's all because of her. She has been just this positive force in my life ever since we met. And she's really one of the sweetest people in the world and my absolute best friend out there. But I know everything is running long. It's my 100th episode. I'm going to run long, and I'm vamping about everybody and everything. But it's not exactly what I normally do, but I'm going to throw together something resembling recommended listening.
Recommended listening.
So, first of all, I would like to say big thank you to everybody who sent in something for the show. Because let's face it, every one of them are podcasters, and every one of them puts together a great show. I thoroughly support all of them. Chris from More Gooder Than, Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head, Mike from The Mike Jolet Show, Derek from Sometimes Geek Podcast, Chris and Cody from BSP, The Idiotsyncrasy Files, Emily from The Story Behind, of course Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts, and Paul from The Varmints Podcast. You guys are all awesome. Most of you, I have already featured your shows. I've already talked about it. Some of them, especially those who were involved in the Sunshine Summit, multiple times I've talked about your shows. You are all great friends and you are all awesome. And everybody out there, you should check out all these shows. These are all awesome people who work hard to put together something for you. And absolutely, you should go out there and check out and subscribe to these shows. And if they're not your thing, fine. If you're not into geek stuff, fine. If, at the same time, you listened to my ass for this long, so what the hell? What can it hurt? If you're not into, if you don't think you'll like it, give it a try. I had no clue. I could not have ever guessed that I would have enjoyed Sunshine and Power Cuts. Because this is such a sweet show, and it's about reconnecting with nature and living off-grid and all these things. I never in my mind would have imagined liking that show when I first heard about it. And now it's a can't miss. And now Heather is one of my best friends in the world. So even if you don't think you're going to like a show, judging a book by its cover, check it out. Because you never know. You really never know. Sometimes a show may not have a good name. Sometimes they may not have the best art. Maybe they don't give you the, you don't know what the show is at first impression. This show is the perfect example of that. My name and my album art tell you nothing about this show. I'm terrible at marketing. But you guys out there, and you are listening now, you gave it a try and you're here. You're proving my point right now. Give it a try. Because that is really, that is the best for everybody. Yes, I know, vamping. Now, I said before, and last thing before we wrap everything up, I've mentioned and I ran the promo at the beginning of the show for the live stream for The Cure coming up in May, from May 18th through the 20th. And I found the list and I've got it in front of me, and I'm going to run through all the names really quick, starting, of course, with the Epic Film guys, Nick and Justin, who are putting this all on for the Cancer Research Institute. We have Miserable Retail Slave Podcast. We've got Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews. We've got the Crossover Podcast. What Were They Thinking Podcast. Now That I'm Older, Twisted Philly. Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts. Let's see, we've got Zombie Kitty, Everything I Learned from Movies, Death by Film, We Watched a Thing. Netflix and Swill, Emily from The Story Behind. We Watched a Thing, Interrupted Tales. Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head. Fuzzy Dan from Who Spiked the Puns. Wow, that was a mouthful. Afterburn 739. Super Movie Bros. On Sunday at 1 Eastern, I will be on. We got more Netflix and Swill. We've got BSP, The Idiosyncrasy Files, and there are still more spots and games and things to be announced. So much craziness. It is going to be a blast. 3 days, 30 hours. And you can donate ahead now. Livestreamforthecure.com. Early donations are open. Get in there. I want to beat last year before the show. And I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying this. Get out there. Spread the word. Livestreamforthecure.com. Make your donations early. Tell everybody. Spread it on social media, because it's cancer and cancer sucks. And we are all working to fight cancer. Whew. All right. Enough of all of everything else. One last, and I say one last thing like 20 times, I know. But, and something I wanted to mention at the beginning of the show, and I just didn't get there because I went a whole different way. I'm announcing today, for episode 100, the launch of the new website. Da 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 da! I should have an effect for that, really. OddDadOutPodcast.com is live. Now, I'm going to say, and when you go there, the homepage will tell you, under construction, because I am currently in the process of transferring over all of the information. Now, go up to the top. There's podcasts listed up at the top that will take you to all of the show notes for the past episodes. And if you go up there, and the reason why I'm saying all this is if you go up there right now, everything that is up there is missing images. Everything transferred over when I moved everything over to the new site. Everything transferred over in text. None of the images transferred with it. So I have now the incredibly daunting task of going back through 100 episodes of show notes and putting images back in. And so that's going to take me some time. But it is there. Check it out. OddDadOutPodcast.com. And with this all fun announcement, you can also check out, if you are going to email me now, show@odddadoutpodcast.com. Yes, I have a real email address. Why the hell not? It was free with the website. Of course, you can reach me at Odd Dad Out on Facebook and Twitter, or in the Twisted World of the Odd Dad Out Facebook group, which I'm going to try and do more of. And I'm going to be trying to do more. I did a Facebook Live this morning, and I haven't said it yet, but the results of the Facebook Live, the 100th episode giveaway, in third place getting some stickers, are Chris and Cody from BSP, the Idiosyncrasy Files. In second place, my friend, the awesome Heather Welsh from Sunshine and Power Cuts. She is going to be getting an Odd Dad Out mug. And in first place, the grand prize winners of Odd Dad Out t-shirts, mugs, and stickers, Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head. You ladies are awesome. It's going to be so fun. I'm going to get all that to you guys. I wasn't expecting that it was going to technically have two winners, so I got to get with them and chat about that a bit. But congratulations, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for your submissions. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And you, even if you're not one of these people that I've been talking about this whole time, I'm talking to you. Thank you for listening, for getting me here to episode 100. Because, you know what? For all of the I do it because I love it, if nobody listened, I probably would have stopped. So somebody out there is listening. You right now are listening. And because you are listening, I am still doing this after 2.5 years, after 100 episodes, and even more if you count all the little stuff I did in the middle. After 100 full episodes of this show, I still do this because you are listening right now. So this is for you and everybody else out there who just wants to get on a mic and say what's on their mind. Thank you for being there for me. And until next week, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you, and good night.